Proclamation number 6837, dated the May 23rd, 1957. Earthly improvement. Worldly progress. Do not let yourselves be deceived even if you see earthly improvements. You should know that I do not curtail any person's will, that everyone may create and work freely, and that he therefore also frequently uses the strength to do so wrongly by promoting earthly development and taking pleasure in it. And you should know that even then spiritual attainment is still intended for the bound spiritual substance and matter, that it will reach to be of service, if only for a short time. But this should not deceive you who know about my plan of salvation and who should also assuredly defend what my spirit has proclaimed to you. You should refer to the near end and to the transience of all worldly things with increased vigor, even if everything around you speaks of the opposite. You should not let yourselves be deceived, for everything will come to pass as I proclaim to you over and over again. And precisely people's increased drive to produce earthly works should also be seen as a sign of the end, where an abundance of material gain is intended which will completely dominate people's thoughts. However, spiritual aspirants will watch the development with uncertainty and doubts. It will seem impossible to them that an end should be so close while everything only testifies to development and worldly progress, a heightened enjoyment of life and with its spiritual regression. But you should not doubt, and therefore I repeatedly remind you that I will come like a thief in the night. When everyone is fast asleep, that is, when people rest on their laurels, when they, satisfied with themselves, slow down and drift into a certain sleep of death, they will be rudely awakened in the middle of their soul's night. If anything, the worldly progress can far more likely be regarded by you as a definite sign of what lies ahead of you. But you must not waver in your faith in my word, for you shall stand up for it. That is why I enlighten you. I do not stop people from achieving their worldly plans, and I even take part in it myself insofar as that I temporarily allow those spiritual substances to be of service which are willing, so as to be able to grant them at the time of disintegration an easier external form. And many of the constrained spirits will still be able to serve, hard matter will be disintegrated and used for helpful purposes. The will of these spirits shall be taken into account, and I alone know the extent of these spiritual beings' resistance and thus support or hinder them accordingly. But the apparent worldly development and progress will also completely alienate many souls from me and already gives reason to intervene unexpectedly. And because people's thoughts and intentions are dominated by matter, I once again will have to show them how transient it is and how little people can do themselves in order to protect what they had built. Once again I will have to demonstrate my power and my will which cannot be resisted by anything. But time and again I also want to tell my own that they need not doubt my word, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You receive clarification from me time and again. Worldly people, however, keep distancing themselves from me ever more, and my word does not affect them. They are engrossed in matter, they hold earthly possessions, they indulge themselves in all kinds of pleasures, and outwardly everything gives the impression of improved living conditions. But the spiritual state continues to decline and draws the end ever closer, and it will come to pass as it is proclaimed. When no one expects it, I will let my voice be heard, and when no one expects it, the end will appear. For my word is and remains eternal truth, and it has announced an end and a judgment to you. Amen.